Suarez at the moment shaking hands with the officials. I'm really not sure what happened there. The referee, Phil Dowd, had to step in. I think it was a hand pulled away, first of all, and that really didn't work, Jan, did it?
Well, what happened there was Suarez ignored Evra. He walked straight past him, wanted to shake hands with the goalkeeper, and Evra grabbed his arm and said, "Shake with me, let's move on." But Suarez never looked at him and never shook his hand.
Wayne Rooney scored twice. Suarez got a consolation for Liverpool. That, though, won't make the headlines. Here's Sir Alex Ferguson speaking to Jonathan Pearce of Match of the Day.
In your programme notes, you made it very clear. Draw a line under it, finish. It's over, the Evra-Suarez affair. But right from the start, Suarez refuses to shake the hand of Patrice Evra. How did you see all that?
I thought it was a disgrace. And when Patrice said, we had words in the morning, Patrice said, I'm keeping my dignity, I'm shaking his hand. I've nothing to be ashamed of. And to do that, it's a disgrace of Liverpool Football Club. They really should get rid of him. That's my opinion. Is the history that club's got, and he does that. In an atmosphere like today, an atmosphere and all the build-up to the game, all the profiles going on in the match, and he does that, is a disgrace to that football club.
On the top of the table, and you are there again, if only momentarily, perhaps, but one never knows.
Yes, right, but, you know, we're playing well, the form's coming, March and April presents big challenges to us, and hopefully we'll have Jones, Smalling and Anderson back soon. If we can keep them all fit, then we'll have a good chance.
Here's the Liverpool manager, Kenny Dalglish, also with Jonathan Pearce.
Kenny, I understand that you just want to talk about the game of football that was played, and really apart from 5 minutes at the start of the second half and 5 minutes at the end when you were strong, there wasn't much between the two teams.
No, I don't think there was much. Pepe had a good save for Paul Scholes, the header. It was pretty even. Being the home side, you expect them to have more possession than yourself. But there wasn't really that much in the game. 5 minutes in the second half, I think it's Daniel Lager, one of the lads, has flicked it on, and Wayne Rooney's smacked it past Pepe, and then they've got a second one quite quickly after it, and that gave us a mountain to climb. I think the team of their quality, they're going to be able to keep the ball, and they kept the ball very well. For us, we try to get it back, and we got a goal back, but obviously we left ourselves too much to do. That's why they walked away with a victory.
That's Kenny Dalglish, who also decided not to give his usual post-match press conference. England-Italy is underway in the snow of Rome, 0-0.